Hello, podcast listeners. This is Dr. Fred Rivera from the Firearm Injury and Policy Research Program at the University of Washington. I'm here today with Nicole Asa, who is a PhD candidate in the Department of Epidemiology. And today we're going to talk about the recent firearm conference held there in Seattle. How are you doing today, Nicole?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Great. Tell me about one or two of the presentations at the conference you felt really made an impression on you.
All of the presentations I attended, I thought were very great and insightful, but there were two presentations in particular that really made an impression on me. And those were two of the workshops that were offered. So the first workshop was titled The Promises and Pitfalls of Spatial Epidemiology in Firearm Violence Research. So this workshop walked through an introduction to spatial methods, the importance of theory in spatial data analysis, and the considerations of data types when doing spatial analyses. So after the introduction, there was a discussion around addressing spatial dependencies and understanding spatial autocorrelation and their impacts on results. So this was one of the highlights for me of this workshop. And this discussion was really interesting because there was a lot of questions from the audience. And rather than the typical question and answer format, it was really structured more as a conversation between the attendees and the panelists about how individuals are taking into account different approaches when dealing with spatial autocorrelation and defining different features in spatial analyses. So a lot of people, different people gave their opinions on what they're doing and like what they think is the best. So that was really interesting. And I thought this was especially helpful for my own work because it's important to consider both theory and data-driven methods. And this workshop really helped to like drive those points home to me.
Who are the speakers on it?
So this was hosted by the GAPS Lab from Columbia with Dr. Chris Morrison and some of his PhD students and research associates.
Great.
And so I think they do a lot of spatial work, and I read their papers a lot to help inform some of the stuff I'm doing. So it was also great to meet them in person and kind of ask some questions about some of the own things I'm coming up with as well. I guess lastly, for that point, they also gave R code to help actually apply some of these different methods that they discuss. And so having codes and slides to take away from a session was really helpful, and I'll definitely be referring to those in the future. So that was one of the main workshops that had a big influence, I think, on my work moving forward. And the second one that really stood out to me was on extremist protection orders, also known as ERPOs. And it talked about the recommendations for standard data collection and infrastructure. So this workshop explained how select states and local jurisdictions collect and manage ERPO data and described some of the challenges associated with collecting ERPO data and some data gaps as well. And so I am collecting ERPO data in Washington for my dissertation, and have definitely had a fair amount of challenges when collecting ERPO data from state and local jurisdictions. So it was really helpful to hear about challenges in other states. And then again, there was really a discussion about overcoming some of these challenges and recommendations for moving forward. And so I think the main thing that both of these workshops had in common that I really learned from was the discussion from a lot of different perspectives, and then addressing potential challenges in both of these areas and different ways to overcome these challenges.
So it's great. It sounds like, you know, as a student working in this area, you realize other people have challenges too, and here's different ways of getting around them. That's great. What did you find most exciting about the conference?
This is definitely one of my favorite conferences to attend to. This is my second year attending. And so it was, a great time. And I had a great time the first year. So I was very excited to be back this year. And of course, it was exciting that it was hosted in Seattle. So we got to welcome people into our city and kind of show people around our area. So yeah, like I said, there was a lot of things that were really exciting about the conference. So first, I love conferences for the opportunity to connect face-to-face with people, both internally from UW and also externally from other institutions. It's rare that all of our colleagues from the University of Washington are in person in one place. So it was really great to be able to catch up with everyone and spend more quality time with people that aren't just on meetings talking about work-related things. And then it was also great to talk to people from other institutions. And I had an opportunity to meet with a colleague from another institution and chat with her about similar projects we're working on. And so I think there's definitely a benefit to speaking with people in person, especially for brainstorming different ideas. So getting the opportunity to meet with other researchers during the lunch or break opportunities was really exciting. And I think it's really helped build lasting relationships, both personally and professionally. So that was really exciting. And then the second thing that I thought was great was the student and early career social hour. That to me was one of my favorite part of the conferences.
Oh, great.
To you and Nadja for putting that together. So yeah, I think it's really special just to have time for students, postdocs, and early career professionals to connect with one another. So I personally used this time to talk to people that I had previously met online, but I had not talked to in person. So like I mentioned before, it was great to meet with everyone face to
Right.
face. And yeah, I think again, that's like really great for building the personal relationships and getting to talk to people in a more casual setting and not always about conference planning or just like work-related things.
Right.
And then I also used this opportunity to talk to other students that gave presentations and ask questions in a more low-key setting. I think in general, sometimes question and answer sections during conferences can be a little stressful. So it was really good to be able to talk to other students about their presentations in, again, a more casual setting and have this time to connect to people and meet new people in person.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. And finally, we have a new society. What do you think this new society is going to offer you as an investigator in this field?
Yeah, so I think there are a lot of really great things about the society, and a few things that I really think that the society will help me with as an investigator in this field. So in general, I think conferences are a great place to learn about what other people are doing and generating new ideas. So after the conference this year, I had a lot of little notes scribbled down about things I need to look up or read more about that other researchers discuss in their presentations, the things I had not heard of that I thought might be useful for my work personally, or things that I've heard of but definitely would like to learn more about. So I think learning from these other researchers really does make me a better scientist and curious about new methods or research areas. And then secondly, as I am nearing graduation, I think that these connections I've made with others during the conference are really beneficial as I consider my next steps in the career. So everyone I talked to, ranging from students to senior faculty at the conference, was super nice and supportive. And so I think making these in-person networking connections will be really useful to me as I start exploring additional research opportunities or collaborators for future work. So yeah, I think overall this conference was great and I learned a lot and really enjoyed the in-person time I got to spend with everyone. And I really think the society did a great job of putting on a great conference. I learned a lot and got a lot from it.
I agree. I go to a lot of conferences. I've gone to a lot of conferences in my career, and this is really one of the best in terms of the quality of the presentations. The presentations are really very high quality and very interesting. So, there were 700, over 700 people there, lots of presentations, and I think it was a terrific conference. Well, thanks very much for talking with us. And for those of you listening to this podcast, please go on our website and you can see other podcasts that we recorded. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Fred.